Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. My name is Rob.
And I'm Robert. And this is episode one, recorded on Sunday, January 8th.
All right. So we're here. This is it.
long time coming. We've been spending a lot of time trying to get this up and going, but doing it right as best we could the first time. And we're finally recording the first one.
I feel like you've spent a lot more time actually getting ready for it, though. For me, it was just kind of, hey, you want to do a podcast? And then I'm like, okay, I'll go buy a bunch of shit for podcast stuff then. So I think the ball's been mostly in your court up to this point, but I'm excited to be here, and I think we're gonna have fun. Start where we are today, and then see where we go from here.
Yeah, I mean, I think anything that I do is generally a means to buy more stuff. So it's, you know, what can I get into now? That although honestly, this is something that I had been thinking about for a long time and trying to figure out the right, I guess the right topics and all that sort of thing. And I've had ideas, and I bought a lot of this stuff, you know, two years ago now, that I went back and looked at my Amazon receipt. So it's something that's been in mind. And then, you know, as you said, it was, hey, you want to do this. And, you know, we started out together as, ambassadors on a Mac enthusiast website. And, I think we quickly realized that we were pretty similar. But we hit it off pretty quickly, and having the same name and actually looking fairly similar doesn't hurt either. But yeah, I think just on a weird thing, I said, hey, you know, when we have our own podcast, and I don't know how you felt about that when I said that, but you almost jumped on it like this is something you had been thinking about at some point too. So,
well, you know, I kind of felt like it was my calling at that point. I really didn't need to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been a fan of podcasts for a long time, so it's always been kind of like, okay, how can I get into this game?
Right.
And the fact of the matter is I had absolutely no clue, which is why I had you.
yeah, I end up being the technical, background person or whatever it is in a lot of the stuff that I do. You know, I troubleshoot, I think about stuff, and, you know, I dive in to try to figure things out. I don't like not knowing. So, you know, taking a lot of this stuff is how I ended up doing things in my past that have helped this along a little bit. Just diving in and wanting to know the answers and taking it from there. So it was a good challenge, and I think we're where we need to be, but once this one's out, I think we'll hear it pretty quickly. Hopefully it goes smoothly, but I know we're in for a bit of a road here, and
yeah, we'll make it happen. It's funny that, you know, the two Bobs, it kind of grew kind of organically anyway. You know, you just kind of started throwing the term around, the two Bobs, and I'm like, oh, what's Robert up to right now? Like,
right.
Where is the two Bobs going? And then it was at one point you were just like, yeah, we're going to have a podcast. And I'm like, all right, tell me what I got to buy.
And I did it jokingly for a while at first, and just saying it, you know, just almost as a joke. And you're like, oh, well, I guess we're doing this. And I go, well, okay. You know,
yeah,
and that's, I mean, that's why I said, like, I thought you almost had, like, you had it already there, like ready to go, like, okay, you know what, we're going to do it, and then when, whereas I was kind of doing it half jokingly, but, you know, with the idea that, you know, if, you know, almost one of those things, are you testing the waters, you know, and seeing what, and then when you were like, okay, and I went, all right, well, let's go, you know, there was no turning back at that point.
Think of it this way: you were dipping your toe in the water, and then I came up behind you and just pushed you into it.
That's true. So that's true. But I already had my swimsuit on, so it was fine.
That's true.
So, what did your wife say when you told her about this? That you were gonna, hey, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah. So she kind of, her first thing was what, and then, you know, because my wife, she's not the most technical person in the world. So, like, when I said we're doing a podcast, her kind of gut reaction was, well, what's a podcast?
Right.
So, you know, and I'll talk about my wife, Kelly, and my kids and everything a lot on the podcast, because, you know, obviously they're a big part of my life, but, yeah, she was just like, what's a podcast? And then, you know, and then I told her and she kind of rolled her eyes and walked away. And, you know, that's about how every conversation about the podcast has gone. But I have a feeling at some point she will listen to the podcast and she'll appreciate it. And, you know, anyway, that's what I'm hoping.
We're going to depend on her and her friends and all the extended family and all that to help us increase our download count and get us the traction where we need and provide feedback, obviously, to say, hey, you know, you guys do this or that, or, you know, when you started doing this, you know, we really liked it, or and hopefully there's more of that than, you know, than anything. Positive feedback.
And don't worry, even if she doesn't want to do that, I know her Facebook password. So she'll be
posting a lot of positive feedback for us. That's for sure.
No, she's going to be one of our biggest supporters, I think. Yeah, I've been kind of, you know, just, it's funny you mentioned that, just kind of trying to get people, friends and family around. So I'm sure some of them will be listening to this podcast, and I hope we do get a lot of feedback early on. Now, your wife, Melissa, of course, right, has been a little bit more involved. She did our intro and is our yet to be broadcast outro. Right. So she did a really good job with that, actually. So
I appreciate it.
How was she in doing that? Like, was she all about it, or did you have to?
I told her I was going to pay somebody $5 to do it on Fiverr, and she, you know, for $5, she said she'd be happy to do it. We're both communication majors, so having, you know, radio, TV backgrounds, that sort of thing, as far as college goes, and she actually continued with that. So she's done a good bit of that. And so it was fairly natural. I mean, she jumped in to do it, actually kind of mentioned it, that she would be interested in it. And I know we talked about, you know, trying to find somebody to do it. And then she said that she'd be willing to take a stab at it. And we did it earlier today, and it sounded good. You know, we had to do a couple takes, but, you know, anytime you're reading, you know, a script of something that is new to you, she did a pre-read and went right in. But no, she was a good sport about it, and I appreciate, you know, that she offered to do that. So it gives a little bit more of a personal touch, I think.
I think so too. She did a good job with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, one of the other things too that I was you know, wondering, I think we were trying to figure out how to do this, and you and I have actually not ever even met. You know, most of
not in the traditional sense.
That's right. We had text messages and stuff like that and various stuff on the forums, but, you know, we didn't meet. So I think we were deciding to do this, and you sent me something I had never really even used on the iPhones. We're both, as I said, Apple enthusiasts, so we used iPhones, and you sent me a voice message, and I had never used that. I know, you know, one of the other guys used it all the time, and just, we still can't understand what he's saying, but, you did it. And, I'll ask you the same thing, but when I sent you one back, what was your initial reaction? Cause you're, I mean, again, we've seen pictures and stuff like that, and we've obviously seen how the other person types, but never hearing the other person's voice, that's always one of those things that kind of, you know, it's, you know, you've never had the chance to talk to them on the phone or anything like that. So.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because, like, and I had never, we never really even talked about this up until right to the second.
Right. So I saved it.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was good. The spring stuff on me. So when I sent you that, actually, I've never been a big fan of, I had up to that point not really ever been a big user of that feature either.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie, I kind of sent it to you because I kind of wanted you to get a sense of what my voice was like, right, and to see if it would be awkward us actually having a voice conversation. Right. So it's funny that you bring that up, because I kind of did it with a little bit of an intention, and you know, kind of going back and forth, I think it made it more comfortable where actually, right, I'm using that feature more and more, because, you know, when it comes to, like, the internet and using gadgets and things like that to communicate online through social media, and whether it be forums, things like that, there's this definite there's this kind of limitation to it, because we're, mm-hmm, used to communicating via written words.
Right.
So to kind of go over that hump to now, you know, using voice to communicate with each other is really, it's really kind of weird at first, I, mm-hmm, think. Not in a bad way. It's nothing personal, but it was a little bit weird for a moment. But then I think I think it became very comfortable for us to communicate, right, that way. Then, like, we started
using it a lot more. Yeah, particularly in the car. You know, when dictation is, you know, something that's kind of hit or miss at times anyway. So at least being able to send the whole thing, you know, at work, it makes it a little bit tough, but I tend to have my headphones in or anything like that. So if one were to come in, but, I generally only listen to it with headphones. So I gotta find time to do that, or in the car, it's not that big of a deal. But, I mean, my first thing was, and I don't know why, I think you always have these ideas of what someone's going to look like or whatever that is, but your voice was a lot deeper than I thought it was. And initially I played it back for my wife and I said, I think I'm doing a podcast with Philip Seymour Hoffman. It kind of had a deeper, you know, richer, and I love, well, I, you know, I still do, but I like him a lot. I think the initial one was very much like that. I think I've gotten used to it now. So it's not quite, not surprisingly, I guess, but it was just, something that was, you know, you always, I know that we have that with people that I work with, you know, we spend a lot of time emailing and then, you know, once or twice a year we get together and go, oh, you're the same person. And you always have this mental image of them, you know, younger, older, whatever that is. And then you meet them and there's always a surprise and it's always fine, but it's one of those things that kind of comes with the age that we're in now where, you know, you can build, you know, relationships and friendships and stuff like that from distances without having, you know, met or seen each other at some point. And, this was one of those that, happened that way. And, you know, again, it's been fun. So I've enjoyed it so far. And this is another chapter in it.
Yeah. Your voice was a lot smoother than I had envisioned it was going to be.
I expected more of a Cartman kind of, you know, really abrupt.
Yes, that's exactly. Just very, very harsh and very rough around the edges.
That's right.
No, you had. No, it was my first reaction was okay. Your voice was a little smoother than I anticipated that it was going to be.
Yeah,
not a bad thing. Yeah. It's a good thing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but it's funny because, you know, voices used to be the first thing way that people meet is through right. Your voice, whether it be in person, on the phone.
Right.
Now it's one of the last ways. And Kelly still, who's my wife, by the way, she still struggles with the fact that we've never actually met face to face. She's like, so you're going to be doing this podcast with this guy and you have never actually met him? Like it still blows her mind. She still just doesn't, she doesn't quite put the pieces together on that one yet.
Well, that's the age. That's the, you know, that's the new media, I guess that it is, which again, wasn't ever our intention when this, you know, when we initially, you know, probably a year and a half or so ago now, but you know, when we initially, you know, first started, you know, communicating with everybody and, you know, again, I think we hit it off pretty quickly and very similar sense of humor and all that stuff. So I think it just kind of happened naturally over time that, you know, we ended up kind of the back of the bus doing our own silly stuff and letting everybody else go about and sometimes including them and sometimes not. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's led us to this point. So I'm happy. So what's up about the, you know, the big thing is I'm here sitting here in my Packer shirt, enjoying the glory of a great win. And, we are division rivals here, you being a Lions fan. So I didn't get a chance to see that game. So I completely forgot about it until this morning going, oh, I think they played today. And went, no, wait a minute. They would have played last night and saw the score. And yeah. Oh, boy.
I'm wearing a dark hoodie because my soul is mourning right now. I wish it had gone as well for the Lions as it did for yesterday, as it did for the Packers today. You know, but, you know. It is what it is. I'm going to be a Packers fan for the remainder of the year, though, so don't you worry.
No problem. Yeah, we had a friend over the other day, and he was going, I don't really like the Packers, and he goes, you know, I'll root for them, you know. And I said, hey, and he was a Ravens fan, so I said, hey, you know, I tell you what, you root for the Packers this weekend, and I'll root for the Ravens. And it took him a second to went, wait a minute, Ravens aren't even playing. So, well, there you go.
You win.
So that's right. No, we totally lucked out on that. I mean, we've got a beat up secondary. Our run game, defense is pretty good, but the secondary has been suspect, and I figured they were going to light us up. And it looked that way really through the first quarter. We couldn't get anything done, but the defense was holding. You know, we had 6 points and to none, and figured, hey, we were within striking distance at every time. And then, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the defense really kept on it, and Aaron got hot, and the rest of the offense got hot, and the steamroll started. So I'm thrilled. Now we got to head to Dallas next week, though, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, the Lions, you know, they were the old Lions that we all know and love here in Detroit yesterday, unfortunately. You know, they mid-season, we had such high expectations that the Lions were turning things around, and they had such a strong middle of the season. And then they just kind of falling apart a little bit toward the end. And then yesterday, it was just it was a really embarrassing show for the Lions. But, you know, one thing I can say about Detroit fans, though, is whether our teams are doing great or they're not doing so great, you know, we still love our teams here. And we still always have hope for our team. So at this point, all we can say is, you know, next year's the Lions going to the Super Bowl, and go Lions.
Yeah, I'm being a Green Bay fan, of course, but I'm a Stafford fan. I like him. A couple years back, there was a game, and I remember if it was a Sunday night or Monday night or whatever it is. They were playing the Browns. They beat him up pretty bad, and they knocked his shoulder out at the end of the game, and he got back up, went back. You know, they kind of popped it back in, and he went back in and threw a touchdown to win the game, and you know, ran off the field. And it's like, you know, being a Packers fan and a huge Brett Favre fan, you know, seeing a guy with that much toughness and, you know, heart and grit to go out there and make it happen and go back off the field, you know, with his arm hanging out was pretty cool. So I've been a big fan of his since then.
I mean, the guy's, you know, he's a hustler. And at the end of the day, he cares about his team. He wants his team to win. He's always emotionally invested in every game. So I really do like Stafford as well. You know, he's not like a lot of the other quarterbacks out there who, you know, they have a hangnail and they can't play Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I really do appreciate that. Stafford's a good guy. I like having him on our team.
Well, he got a lot of criticism over the offseason. I think they were, you know, trying to act almost like they were trying to run him out of town. And he and his wife were like, no, we love the city and, you know, we're doing everything we can. And it's certainly not him. You know, there's more to it. And they're, you know, they're right there every year. It's just going to be the one thing that gets them over. And, you know, getting Caldwell in there, I think, to provide some stability versus, I forget the other guy's name that was there before, but, you know, he was a hothead and running around, and you almost seemed like the team was playing without any, you know, real, anybody to answer to. You know, they were just answering to themselves and playing tough, which is good. But at the same time, it was almost like inmates running the asylum kind of thing. And Caldwell's kind of the calm, cool guy that's in there, you know, for better or worse, that, you know, is going to try to get them to try to stay a little bit more even and play within their limits and, you know, do what needs to be done to win, but without doing anything stupid to jeopardize it.
No, you know, I'm absolutely. And I'm really interested in seeing what they do in the off season this year. Almost as interested as is what the Tigers do in the offseason this year too, though. You know, I like football. I'm a football fan. I'm a Lions fan. But my true love, as you know, Robert, is the Detroit Tigers.
That's right.
And football's a great sport, but Tigers are the baseball's really my sport. So, you know, and one thing that I can say about the Tigers right now is they're a big question mark going into next year. I'm really interested in seeing what spring training looks like because, you know, the salary expense for that team is crazy.
Yeah.
One of the highest in the league, yet we're not making the playoffs. So management, the owners have really been outspoken as to really anybody's up. So it'll be really interesting to see if we get any big name changes on the roster. I think they're going to try to trim it down, especially after seeing what Cleveland was able to do. They're an inexpensive team, but look how far the Indians went. It's going to be a rough. I think it's going to be a rough couple of months heading into spring training here as we kind of see how the team takes form. But I think at this point they're kind of looking at resetting the Tigers a little bit and kind of building them back up.
Yeah, the Indians, I think, are going to be tough with getting Encarnacion out there. So that's going to add them some more firepower. And, you know, we'll see how it is. I mean, they were right there. I was pulling for them just being underdogs, and I was kind of hoping they were going to win. And you weren't all that happy about it. But, you know, not really. I guess figuring it was not a National League team, which I'm a National League, you know, person being a Nats fan. So, you know, rooting for another National League team was like, yeah, that's okay. And the Cubs seemed like they were favored from the beginning. Like they're going to win. So, you know, for anybody to be able to upset that, that's kind of what I was hoping for.
Well, you know what though? The Cubs are the team, like everybody loves the Cubs.
Yeah.
You know,
they're 108 years and all that. Yeah,
they're the Chicago team that's not the White Sox. You can't help but love them. And you know, I hate the Indians. Not because I think they're a bad team. Obviously, they're not. I don't personally hate them. I just hate that the Tigers play so terribly against them. So I hate them because of I know really rough couple of series we had against Cleveland, especially near the end of the year there. And I think that's at the end of the day that they were a big part of why the Tigers didn't make it into the playoffs, because we had so many games up against Cleveland, and we just they shut us down. Offensively, they shut us down like crazy.
Yeah. Pitchers and catchers are going to report in about 37 days. So, you know, we got to get through this little bit of football season, and baseball will start back up again, which is much to the chagrin of my wife, who's wondering how much baseball can you actually watch. And hey, it runs for half the year and it's every day. You know, so it's definitely one of those things. I don't watch every game, but particularly when they go to the West Coast and, you know, they play the later games, I can't watch those. But any of the other ones, I do try to watch as much as possible. Just, you know, it's funny that there's so many games compared to football, but yet every one seems to be like something you don't want to miss it, because something's going to happen that's cool. And sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But I've seen some pretty neat baseball games over the last couple of years since we started watching.
Yeah, you know, watching the baseball game is kind of what it's my oldest Colin. He's 7 years old now, but that's kind of our thing. You know, whenever they're playing during the evening, we settle down. We have dinner. We settle down. We watch the Tigers game, even though it's obviously not the whole game. He's 7 years old and has to go to school, so we don't keep him up till 10. But just being able to watch, you know, the first couple innings of the game is just something I think that both of us really, really enjoy doing. And it's kind of like our bonding moment, really our thing that we do, which is pretty cool. You know, I'm happy. I cut the cord recently and finally dumped Comcast. Let me tell you about Comcast. It hurt my soul a little bit every time I had to send them money.
Yeah.
So I was really looking for a way to make that stop. So I switched over to DirecTV Now, which is a new 100% streaming service that they have. One of the reasons I like them, though, is because I have Fox Sports Net Detroit, which will still allow me to get the Tigers games.
Oh, that's good. They don't, I guess, technically not blacked out, because that's the channel that they would have broadcast them on anyway.
Yeah. So I'm pretty pumped about that. Now, whenever they're broadcasting offside off of FSN Detroit, well, we'll play that. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But as of right now, I can watch probably 95% of the games, which is pretty cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. I tried it, and then we trying to figure out how to get the local channels and some of that. We were struggling with it. So you know once it got to that point, we're like, well, how do I do this? I think it just ended up being, you know, we'll hold off on it a little bit, let it kind of figure out, just trying to, you know, watch, you know, we had some crazy weather here last week. So we're trying to, you know, look to see what the school closures were and near that. And, seemed like they didn't really have any of the, the local channels to be able to watch live to see what some of that was. So that's really where our sticking point was. I guess we had an antenna or something like that would probably work, but I did.
So actually,
I did like to jump on trying to save the money, but didn't work.
Yeah, it's saving me. It really is. It's saving me a ton of money every month. Yeah. And that's a big, so it's like a little bit of a sacrifice. You know, we have to wait till the next day to watch most of our shows that are on local networks. But,
with DVR for the most point. So,
you know, and that's part of the reason. I don't remember the last time we actually watched a live show that we like really wanted to watch, aside from just putting something random on the TV just to have some background noise and things like that. So, you know, we're going to try it out. You know, I'm just happy that I don't have to pay Comcast any more money, and, you know, we'll kind of go from there on that.
Now that Packers game was on Fox, I think, here. Did you have a local Fox that you could watch it on through that, or how did that work?
So with DirecTV Now, actually, and by the way, DirecTV Now is not paying us or anything like that to talk about their service. No. We haven't gotten to that level. As soon as I can monetize this, don't worry, I will. We just haven't gotten there quite yet. But actually, Fox is the one local network that they actually stream live, which is pretty cool. So that takes care of the, you know, the Lions games, the most of them anyway, as well as most of the Tigers games too. So pretty happy about that. And most of the Red Wings games actually, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Here in DC, we've got our Nationals games are broadcast through Masson, which is Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, which is owned by the owner of the Orioles. And they've got a pretty tight lockdown on that. And there's more to read to that, that, you know, online if you're interested in. But it's an ugly relationship, but it makes it difficult. There's no other way to really stream it. So I'd have to try to figure out how to do it through MLB TV. And, you know, there's ways around it that, you know, almost one of those things. Do I really want to fool with that? You know, when I'm trying to watch a game, it's just being able to just turn it on and, you know, have it work is, you know, one of those things that, you know, we were trying to buy my son shoes and he really wanted these particular type of shoes. Like, all right, well, I could go here and spend $50 or I can drive all around trying to find them at this place for $35. Like, you know what, for my $15 and not having to go to six, to, you know, different stores to not find his size, it's almost worth it. And that's kind of how the TV ended up being, although it is quite a bit more. So I was hoping there was a way to do it because I've been looking at trying to do it for a long time, but, I don't know how the Sunday ticket would be affected with me being here in DC and trying to watch Packers games and that sort of thing. So overall, at least for now, you know, it could change at some point, but for now we weren't ready to jump, but kudos for you to do it.
Yeah, it's early too. I think, you know, I think it's kind of the next wave and it's kind of the, you know, the future of television watching. I mean, if we're being honest here, because people don't watch networks. I don't watch Fox just because it's Fox or ABC just because it's ABC.
Right.
I watch ABC because Designated Survivor is on it. And I watch, you know, my wife watches ABC because The Bachelor's on there.
Right.
And, you know, so we watch these different networks because they have those shows. So at the end of the day, we're watching the show. It just happens to be on that particular network. So I think, you know, looking back, looking over the next couple of years, I think we're right at the cusp of a major shift in how people watch TV and consume content like that. I think it's going to be online, and I think that it's not going to be the typical kind of linear way of watching TV anymore. I think it's going to be people, and we're already starting to see it, but I think it's going to just start being more and more prevalent, where people are just, I want to watch my show, so you know.
Yeah, I mean, gone are the days.
All the other BS, and just let me watch my show. So, I think it's headed that way, and I kind of figured if I can get in now and save some money because I'm in a kind of a promotional package, then you know I'll take the short term loss for the long term benefit.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's gone are the days where you know exactly when your show is going to be on. I mean, there's still people that do that. Hey, Wednesdays at 8 o'clock, I'm doing this. I mean, back in the day when Survivor and Friends were on at the same time, they were both Thursdays at 8 o'clock, and you know, you had to figure out what you were going to watch and what you were going to record and watch and all that stuff. And you know, those days are gone. I mean, there's probably some shows that you know you have to watch. I mean, The Walking Dead was like that for a long time for me, where you had to watch it when it came on so that you could discuss it the next day. But people, you know, I think for the most part, don't really do that now, and they watch it when they can and when they want to, and go through commercials and, you know, watch two shows a night instead of just one, and, you know, watch it on their own time. And, you know, that was kind of the thing when my wife and I got together. I had a DVR and all that stuff. It's like, I don't watch that much TV. And I had friends that, you know, they didn't want a DVR. It's like, you know, wait, I don't want to be forced to watch TV. And, you know, you watch too much. I said, well, you actually watch less because you're recording what you want. You know, you're watching it when you want to do it. You're not, you know, beholden to this schedule that's there, and it records it for you without having to do a tape and all that stuff. And there's so many things. And then once you kind of have it, then, you know, I mean, she even said, I don't know how we ever did it without it. So that's what I was trying to tell you. You know, you like the old way to do things and, you know, the record players and all that stuff. But, you know, at some point you got to change over. And after a while, it just becomes part of your life, and you wonder, wow, how did we do it before? And everything becomes reminiscing about the old way that you did it that you actually preferred because you didn't know that the new way was that much better.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife, case in point, my wife, when I first got her an iPhone, she said it was basically, well, what am I supposed to do with this? I don't need this thing.
Right.
You know, I need to make phone calls and send text messages. My flip phone with the T9 keyboard works.
Yep.
Or T9? T9? Is it T9?
Yeah, T9.
Yeah. With the T9 keyboard, I'm perfectly okay having to hit three times in order to get to an F.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's not the most tech savvy, as I've mentioned, but you know, fast forward a couple of years, I try to take her smartphone away from her. It's a much different story. Yep. So, you know, even people who aren't the most technologically savvy, I think learn to appreciate technology over time. Like, you know, with my wife, it's she doesn't appreciate the changes I made to our television watching, but at the same time, she likes the fact that we're paying less every month. And I think eventually she'll like the fact that, you know, there's more, hopefully more on-demand content available. And then if she wants to watch a show, she can just go on there and say to watch the show. She doesn't have to wait for the episode to be released Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Right.
You know, I took her a while, but I told her she can go to Netflix and you can watch all, you know, 10 seasons of Friends.
Yeah. I think if you're
whatever
if you're
you
doing,
want now.
Yeah. If you're doing a lot of that already, I mean, she still has, it's funny, even just DVR stuff, but it was, you know, like I said, with the, you know, the snow and trying to watch that, well, how are we going to watch this? Or, you know, it's like, well, it's not there. And, you know, I just set it for one day and we sat there and watched it. And kind of by the end of the day, she was like, I'm not feeling it. I'm like, all right, well, I kind of knew, you know, I knew that going in, but I just, you know, was almost not, not going to just buy it off that. I wanted to actually give it, you know, a real case scenario and see how it worked, but didn't work out for now, but we'll try to revisit it another time. I'm sure we'll send a, you know, another trial offer back and see how it is and, you know, listen to your reports on how it changes over time. And, you know, hopefully they'll add more things. And the NFL Network wasn't a big deal, but I'm glad that they had the MLB Network. Cause we do, my son and I do watch a lot of that, you know, during the season, every morning, just watching the replays from the nights before. And, you know, we're big, baseball fans here and he just turned 7, but he knows, you know, Heidi Watney and that sort of thing. I think we've talked about that before too, where there'll be another woman on there and go, well, where's Heidi Watney? It's like, all right, well, he's 6 and he already figures this stuff out, but he just remember even without her, you know, being a tall blonde, you know, he just recognizes things and he notices when things are different and he, you know, he calls everything out. So he's a straight shooter, but, that was just kind of funny. The first time he did that, my wife kind of did a double take. Well, why is he worried about where she is? And I was like, oh, it's just, you know, just how he is, you know, he's a funny little guy like that.
He's a ladies man, you know, that is what it is.
he is. He plays to the crowd.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, you mentioned how you present things to Melissa, present idea, you know, it, kind of circling back to the TV thing a little bit or really anything. I've come to, I experimented, I've been married for about 10 years now. And so I've experimented with different ways to get Kelly to either like watch a show that I wanted to watch or, you know, do something that's different than what she's used to. So what I've kind of adopted a very similar technique to kind of like what you use with Melissa, which is I just put shows on randomly that I think are really cool and just see how she reacts to it.
Yep.
If I come to her and be like, hey, listen, we're going to watch the show. She'll be like, well, what's the show? I don't know the show. I don't want to watch the show. But if I just kind of put it on the TV and I'm like, hey, a show. Here's a new show. Watch this. And I gauge. And so like some nights I'll put a show on. I'll be like, here's one, Arrested Development. So I had never seen Arrested Development before.
Right.
So I just put it on. I put it on Netflix and then just waited for her reaction. And we got a couple episodes into it and she was like, hey, you know, I thought it was hilarious. She wasn't digging it so much. So I'm like, all right, we'll pull that one back then. I'm going to watch that one on the side. But, I'm like, okay, we'll put this show on. Designated Survivor is one. I just kind of put it on the TV. I'm like, put it on and kind of see how they react to it. You know, it's funny how we've, you know, only known each other for so much time, but we do things so many in such similar ways.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a way that you have to present it because there's a, you know, there's a bias there that you have to try to get around where if you just said, hey, we're going to watch. And I am kind of the same way, you know, so we're going to watch this. Well, who's in it? Tom Cruise. Oh, that's okay. You know, it could be a great movie and some of them are, but you know, if I kind of start out that way where I don't really like him, but I'm a huge Jim Carrey fan and she's that way. So, oh, Jim Carrey's in it. She's like, no, that's okay. You know? So it's that same kind of thing where you just kind of have to put something on. And, if you know, you know, going into it, like The Walking Dead is like, she's like, I don't know how you can watch a show about zombies. It's like, well, it's not really about the zombies. It's not about that. It's, you know, there's an element to it that you start at the beginning and you kind of build a fondness or affection for these characters and kind of go see how they go through it. The rest of it is really secondary to the whole story. And, you know, you just, she doesn't tend to like, you know, gore and all that stuff. And there's a good bit of that in there. So I know that she would eventually have given it up. Even if the story was good, it was just, you know, not her cup of tea. But I think if it was without that, there was still the story. She would probably hang in there with it. But the other stuff with, you know, there's quite a bit that goes on in those shows that I know for a fact that even if she could enjoy the story, that would cause her to turn away from it pretty quickly.
So the question is, are you caught up on Walking Dead?
No, I've got a bunch in the DVR. I'm probably like, and I saw something today that, oh man, I really need to watch that. And, you know, I've got, I'm sure it's done now, but I've got probably the last four or so. And I'm trying to be careful of what I see on Facebook, you know, with people posting memes and all that stuff, that some of it'll give it away. And I did see something the other day. It said, I really need to watch this before the whole thing is spoiled.
I'm going to start just randomly texting you spoilers then, unless you start watching this. I'm going to do it with that. I'm also going to do it with Game of Thrones. With you.
I was just about to say, go ahead and send me all the Game of Thrones spoilers you want, because that's one. I'm so far behind. Like, what is it? You're, you know, eight seasons now? How am I going to catch up in eight seasons?
It's six seasons.
See?
It's six of the best seasons
eight backwards
in television.
Is six.
It's six of the best seasons in television that you'll ever watch. I'm going to do the same thing I do. If I could do the same thing with you with Game of Thrones,
you're just
that I do with Kelly, with all the
on.
Other shows. Yeah, you're going to wake up one. You know,
you're going to ship me a TV with phone. It already on there. The only thing it'll get is Game of Thrones.
I will somehow hacked into your smart television and just started blasting Game of Thrones episodes at you until you get all the way through. Then you can start watching other shows again. I got to figure this one out for you, though.
That's the other thing is it's although, you know, it's such a big mountain to get up and over in order to even just get caught up to be able to discuss it. But, you know, maybe if they could find,
you're going to need to, because I'm going to want to discuss Game of Thrones on the podcast.
Right.
So you owe it to the podcast to watch Game of Thrones.
But when does it come back though? Like how much time am I April? See, that I wouldn't be able to watch in April because that's when baseball starts. And I watch nothing else in April until October.
Oh, my gosh.
Robert, every night baseball is on.
It's an hour a week.
Every night baseball is on. All right. Well, I'll look and see how many episodes there are, and I'll see if I can figure out some way to get
100 episodes. You know, you need to start watching tonight. We should stop recording so you can go start watching Game of Thrones.
I need to put the Skype sound here in the old soundboard. So,
if you're listening to this podcast, please comment back and let Robert know if he needs to start watching Game of Thrones.
That's right. That's right. You know, we do have, you know, and that'll be in the outro, but, you know, on our website, thetwobobs.com, there'll be, you know, a contact page with how to email us and our individual, well, I don't remember if I put their individual Twitter handles and all that too, but we definitely welcome feedback and, you know, good or bad, preferably good, but hey, we'll take whatever it is if it means somebody's listening.
Yeah. And you know what? If you listen to this podcast and you say, God, these guys suck. What I would recommend doing is just giving us a couple more episodes too. We're kind of like piecing things together here to see kind of what works. And, you know, and part of my research to kind of get ready to start recording these episodes is I listen to some really popular podcasts, you know, that are 100+ episodes in. I'd listen to one and then I'd go back to the very first episode and listen to it. You know, and you can tell a difference. So you kind of give us a couple episodes, and I promise you it'll get pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that's the one thing too. And there's so much stuff for us to be able to cover and, you know, kind of hit our groove to where things just work out. So we're definitely in constant discussions of that and what to do and what people might like to listen to. And that's certainly part of the feedback that, you know, if there are topics that you like to cover and, you know, we would welcome that and we'll figure out a way to get some more participation in either through, you know, Twitter or Facebook page and all that stuff and, you know, get everybody involved in it. So it's kind of becomes everybody's show. It'll be the name, the Two Bobs, but, it'll be Two Bobs and Friends, I guess.
Absolutely. Catch us on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. And, you know, let us know what you like and what you don't like.
Hey, the one question I was wondering about, you know, we were talking about how we're kind of similar and all that sort of thing. And, you know, we both have a similar sense of humor, but if you had to figure out one, and I already said, you know, I'm a big Jim Carrey fan. I like a wide variety of ones for particular, but do you have a particular, have you ever watching a movie or watching a TV show and does Kelly ever say, that's who you are? I mean, as far as, it doesn't have to necessarily be a comedian, but I think as far as the sense of humor and both your wife and your mom so far, you know, we had quite the discussion yesterday about, I don't know if you saw that about the New Year's resolutions, but, there's one particular one that I get a lot that my wife is like, oh my God, that's who you are. But do you ever get that at all?
I'm trying to think,
it doesn't have to be comedian. I said that incorrectly, but it could be.
No, you know, I think the number one thing that I've gotten, and in fact, you know, one of my buddies at work kind of told me that in many ways I remind him, and I hope this doesn't sound like a bad thing, but Ari Gold from Entourage, and it's just kind of these in the fact that I'm just kind of a in your face, tell it is how it is, type of guy. I don't like to sugarcoat things. Right. I don't like to play games. I just kind of like there. And if I have an opinion, I like to make sure everybody knows about the opinion.
Right.
If I could make his paycheck, that'd be awesome. if I could live his lifestyle. But I think, Ari Gold from Entourage is probably one. That's the most recent one that I've gotten. Since you've just sprung the shit on me without telling me.
Well, I've always thought that, you know, with my directness was kind of a mixture of been a, you know, back when I used to watch basketball, I don't watch a whole lot anymore. And really after he retired, I kind of quit. But Charles Barkley, hey, this is how it is. You're probably not going to like it. And the other part without the extremeness is a Howard Stern, where it's just kind of like, just spit it out. This came into my head, spit it out. Those are some as far as some of my personality wise, and those have been more in the past, but my most current one, and it's actually not even really that current because the show's been off for some time, is Jerry Seinfeld. I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. I can see Seinfeld in pretty much everyday life. And then we'll watch a show and she'll just kind of look over and go, you know, that's you. Just kind of the dry, the sarcasm, you know, that sort of thing is really, I think, probably where I've become more of that type of, you know, character in person. And again, being able to see it even at work, I go, hey, that's a Seinfeld episode. You know, I think there were so many of those, but I can't think of a single one that I couldn't see it come up and then know exactly what was going on with it. Did you watch a lot of that?
Didn't watch a ton of Seinfeld. I'm not gonna lie. It just I never really tried though. Yeah. If I try to watch a show and it's a good show, and certainly I know that, you know, Seinfeld is one of those shows that'll just, you know, people will be talking about and watching old episodes forever. Mm-hmm. Kind of the show that, you know, it's funny, but the show that, you know, Kelly and I continue to go back and watch over and over again is The Office.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that's definitely one, you know, my wife and I, we spend a lot of time watching as well. We can watch a good bit of that. But I even joked at one point that, you know, those shirts that Everything I Know About Life I Learned in Kindergarten, I was going to have one Everything I Know About Life I Learned on Seinfeld. So that's just really how ingrained it was to me. But The Office is one that we watched a lot together, and Seinfeld was on, you know, a good bit before that, but so we kind of had a mutual appreciation for that one. But the Office one, particularly with the Jim and Pam thing, you know, when we're kind of, you know, younger or so in a relationship, watching those and going, yeah, you know, that's kind of cool, you know, and seeing how that evolved. And that's definitely a good one. And I loved his sense of humor and how he dealt with Dwight and all that sort of thing. That was really the fun part. What's he going to do to him today?
Well, you know, I feel like a little bit like I'm an old Jim Halpert.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, it's kind of it's funny you mention, you know, Jim, because, you know, he really is my favorite character in that show. And a lot of, know, if you run into me at the office and you work with me, one thing you know is, you know, yes, I'm straightforward. I tell it how it is. I like to make my opinion known. But also, I also just love to mess with people in tiny little ways.
Yeah.
In little ways. Like, for instance, one of my favorite little pranks, and it's the dumbest little thing in the world, but what I did is I took little pictures of Nicolas Cage and I taped them to the bottom of the scanners on the multifunction printers in our office.
Right.
So anytime anybody scanned something that was less than letter size, there was actually a picture of Nicolas Cage that would show up on it. So if somebody, like, we were opening some sort of account. I work in finance, and mm-hmm. I won't go too deep into that, but they make it a copy of somebody's driver's license or something like that. There'd always be a picture of Nicolas Cage on there. So, like, I get a really good kick out of just like little office pranks.
Sure.
One time, actually, one of my classic favorites was we took all the paper chads, which are, you know, if you mm-hmm. are the little holes when you do sure. a hole punch. We took all of them out of all the three hole punches in the entire office. We shoved them into the air grates in somebody's car.
Oh no.
And then we flipped the air on all the way.
Right.
So that way when she got in her car and started her car up, it started literally snowing paper chads inside of the car. She hated us and loved us at the same time because it was hilarious. So that, I do like to have a good time, and it reminds me a lot of what Jim does to Dwight. Gel molding his stapler was probably one of
that was the classic
all time favorite possible pranks you could do to somebody.
My wife went through probably earlier last year, 2016, and went and watched the entire thing on Netflix. So I didn't see it for a couple of weeks. You know, she binged with Office, what I should have been doing with Game of Thrones. So she just basically disappeared every night while I was watching baseball. True story. She went through the Office, and then she went through Mad Men while I was watching baseball.
Well, you know, if she's not a big baseball fan, that's okay. Kelly no. couldn't care less to watch baseball. No. So, you know, it's just lucky that we have more than one TV in the house. That's all right. I have to say.
That's right. Yeah. No, that's good. She'll watch it sometimes with me, or if it's, you know, on the weekends or whatever it is, I might, you know, obviously miss some for other things, but you know, if it's on, I'm hoping to watch it.
Kelly will let it play in the background as long as there's something else to distract her.
Yeah.
But if you want her to sit there and just watch baseball or really any sport, she likes hockey because sometimes they fall.
Yeah.
That's really the only thing that she likes about hockey, though. So,
well, she can have baseball in the background while she's trying to T9 a text message over there to somebody and figuring out how to fix it and go back and adjust all that. That's definitely one of those things. Hockey's big here because the Caps. But it's such a, I mean, in this area, there's big Redskins, a lot of Nationals, some Orioles, because the Nationals haven't been here for that long. And hockey's there, but really in certain pockets. It's not a big hockey following here. Even as well as the team does is, maybe if they win a Stanley Cup, that'll probably change, but, they seem to be a lot like the Redskins and you know, like the Lions the last couple of years, they're right there, but they can't get over the hump, and they've had, you know, the greatest teams, you know, that they've ever had every year, and just they just fizzle out when it gets to the end, and everybody talks about how they suck and they're never going to watch it again, and then it happens again the next season.
You know, hockey is a tough thing, and professional sports and having a team that consistently performs is a tough thing.
Yeah.
You know, over here in Detroit, we have the Detroit Red Wings, Detroit has a lot of nicknames, and one of those nicknames is Hockey Town. And I really feel like it doesn't matter how the Red Wings are doing. They could be mucking it up, and they did for years. They went, you know, more than 40 years between Stanley Cup victories. Yeah. But they always had just a really loyal following of fans who came to all the games. And we see that still, even though they're not the best team in the NHL. There's still people going to their games. You go down to Joe Louis Arena, and they're building them a new arena right now, actually, and the Detroit Pistons are going to be going down there
Oh, yeah.
As well. There's people always at the games. It's great to see. Really, you know, it's one thing I love about Detroit is just the sports. People go to the games and they have a good time and they support their teams regardless of how they're doing. I just hope that the Tigers pick up.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see who are the other teams in the Tigers division. Is it the White Sox?
Yeah, the White Sox. Cleveland.
Okay.
Trying to think of who else. Catching me off bat here. Yeah, but
no worries.
It's tough. And that was at the end of the day. That was really tough. We knew we weren't going to catch up to Cleveland. We have Kansas City.
Oh. Yeah. So it's been
it was a tough battle.
Yeah.
Which is why I think we were aiming for a wild card last year. Really came down to the last minute, couple games.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work for us. But. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you had before we sign off tonight?
No, I think that's it. You know, again, love to hear any feedback anybody has. Love to hear anything that they'd like to hear more about, they'd like us to talk more about. Let us know how we did. We really appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, any feedback is welcome. Certainly, as Rob said earlier, our social contacts are Two Bob's Podcast on Twitter, Two Bob's Podcast on Facebook, Instagram. We do spend a good bit of time looking at those and trying to interact with everybody as much as possible. And we'd definitely welcome any feedback. Visit thetwobobs.com and say hello and let us know what you think.
All right.
All right. All right, Rob, have a good night. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Hey, you too, man.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
The preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewelbeat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.